From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and top officials for discussions on terrorism and other issues. U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on attacks emanating from Pakistan territory. After the meeting, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the talks. Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary said it had arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the death of 71 migrants. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta said Sunday the sentences handed down against him and two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi should pardon the three journalists.
It is now up to President Sisi to do what he said he would do from the outset, and that is pardon us if we were ever convicted. This is a wrong. Everyone knows it is wrong. And so we will be using every legal, political, diplomatic, and social means at our disposal.
Gresta returned to Australia earlier this year. The U.S. State Department said it is deeply concerned by the verdict. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the western state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the Iranian nuclear accord. Merkley became the 31st senator to say he will vote next month in favor of the pact. The pact calls for international monitoring of Iran's nuclear program, while United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy would be lifted. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near Parliament in Tokyo Sunday to protest legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted "No War" and "Abe quit" as a number of police tried to maintain order. A new U.S. political survey shows support waning in the state of Iowa for Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton. In their latest survey of voter preferences in the state, the Des Moines Register and Bloomberg Politics reported Sunday that 37% of Democrats likely to participate in the February 1st nominating caucuses favor the former Secretary of State, Independent Socialist Bernie Sanders, who is campaigning against the influence of big corporations in American life, drew 30% in the survey. A military spokesman says Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and has arrested two leading members of the militant group. He said the operation resulted in the seizure of a vehicle and bomb materials, including gas cylinders and fertilizer. Italian energy company Eni announced the discovery of what it says is the largest ever offshore natural gas field in the Mediterranean inside Egypt's territorial waters. In a statement Sunday, Eni said the 100-square-kilometer field holds a potential 850 billion cubic meters of gas in the deep waters of Egypt. Thai authorities are facing criticism after warning the media and the public not to disseminate a photograph of a suicide vest aired nationally the day before. All Thai television channels carried a brief broadcast by the military junta at 6 p.m. Saturday announcing the arrest of a suspect in connection with the bombing of a Bangkok shrine earlier this month. During the broadcast, a picture picture of the suspect, only identified as a 28-year-old foreign man, was displayed along with photos that of what junta spokesman Colonel Winthao Suvari said were seized materials linked to the bomb-making, as well as a stack of Turkish passports. At 3 minutes 44 seconds into the special broadcast, a vest with bulging pockets connected by wires was displayed, although Winthao did not specifically reference that item, which remained on the screen for less than 3 seconds. Officials in Afghanistan say National Security Forces Sunday reestablished government control over a key district in the southern province of Helmand. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.